Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders as my guest today. Across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in true transparency and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is absolutely no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew? So today's spotlight is with the wonderful Marilyn King. Let me tell you a little bit about Marilyn before we bring her into the spotlight. Marilyn is the founder and CEO of the Expert of Choice LLC and is known as the Chief Message Maker. I love that. Marilyn has been a director, mentor, and communicator for experts for over 30 years, covering topics as varied as personal photography and global aviation. She has also worked with solo entrepreneurs and international organizations. Marilyn believes that marketing can become a natural expression of what you love about your business. Her signature approach, natural expression marketing. It defines your personal brand and communicates it through your messaging strategy. With Marilyn's expertise, you'll develop a marketing message that expresses who you are and why you do what you do. So Marilyn, welcome to the show and to the spotlight.
Oh, thank you, Doc V, for having me. This is, you have such an inspiring mission for your business that I'm just so honored to be part of it here by being in your spotlight.
Well, I truly appreciate you saying that. And, you know, and this platform has just been such a huge blessing for us, you know, and just providing the spotlight for purpose entrepreneurs as yourself and hearing their stories. And we've been getting so many wonderful reviews and thoughts from our listeners just about how you all are transforming, helping them transform their life and how they're thinking. So I truly appreciate you being a part of this show and saying yes to the spotlight. So we look forward to hearing your story and how you face your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. So in our podcast, we only ask two questions and then you and I will just riff between those two questions. So let's get started with the first. How have you defined your path? And then we'll follow up with the second. How do you help others define theirs? So spotlight is all yours, Marilyn.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, Virginia, I love that you have simplified it to those two questions, because really everything does come down to those two questions. You know, the way I defined my path, you know, I've really had to wrestle with that question a lot because I have a very long and successful corporate background. Mm-hmm. And even before corporate, I was in teaching. And mm-hmm. so then it's like, okay, so how am I now a personal branding expert for entrepreneurs? What's the continuity there?
Yes.
What was my pivot? And, you know, it goes back to I am in my 60s. I grew up as a little girl in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And in the 50s, girls had very limited options. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I thought in terms of being a professional, but for some reason I always did. But I thought that I only had three options. Mm-hmm. I could be a secretary. Mm-hmm. Or a teacher or a nurse. Mm-hmm. And notice, like, for instance, you know, in the schools that I went to in elementary school, all the teachers were women, but the principals were all men.
Yes.
In the shows that I watched or, you know, when like Perry Mason, mm-hmm. you know, this really dates me, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. I am proud of my age. You know, the lawyers are men,
yes,
and the secretaries are women.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I went to, you know, any kind of business office with my mother, like whether it's a doctor's office or, you know, a bank or whatever, the men were in the authority positions and mm-hmm. the women were in the support positions. But at least they were still professionals. And so I thought, okay, I could do that, or I could be a teacher or nurse. And again, notice I didn't consider that I could be a doctor. I could only be a nurse.
Mm.
And that's not to belittle nurses. I think they are angels on earth.
Right, right.
Mm. However, you know, in terms of a professional ranking of status or the amount of education or, you know, the ego, those mm-hmm. things, you know, the doctor is the mm-hmm. authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse supports the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw these supportive roles and I just thought, well, ugh, I can't do nursing. I mean, just the medical stuff did not appeal to me at all. It actually scared me. The secretary stuff, I just thought sounded boring. I thought, oh, who wants to go into business, excuse me, and be a secretary? So I thought, well, but teaching, I mean, I always loved learning. And I remember my first day of first grade, I came home so proud. I got a gold star and 100% because I knew my whole alphabet, capital and lowercase letters. And, you know, it's just like, yes, I can be a teacher. So I did become a teacher initially, and then I went to graduate school and was a teaching fellow in graduate school. And then I began working, and this was, my first degree was in speech therapy. My master's degree was in English literature. Mm-hmm. And then I began my PhD in English literature. So I was headed on that track of being a mm-hmm. professor, mm-hmm. you know, so still in that teaching profession.
Yes.
When suddenly, you know, this other aspect of myself that's always been very self-reliant and a moderate risk taker, you know, somewhat mm-hmm. adventurous. Not physically adventurous. I don't go skydiving or anything like
you're
that.
A bungee jumper,
but intellectually adventurous. I just thought, I wonder what it would be like to work in business. And by then, it was the early 80s, and things had begun to change for women. So mm-hmm. I could go into business without having to just be a secretary. So I tried it. I thought, let me just see, what is it like to make money? And I worked as a technical writer initially. And I very quickly grew into management because in part because of my whole teaching mm-hmm. Inclination. It's like I was always mentoring people around me. I wanted to raise the standards of quality of everything we were producing. I really have a very core value of fairness. And mm-hmm. I wanted to see people in the workplace treated fairly,
yes,
including myself.
Exactly.
And so I realized, well, being a manager is a path toward doing all of that, you know, where I could have more influence than I could as an individual contributor. So I moved into management very quickly, very easily. I loved, loved, loved being in management. And, you know, it was a long and successful career. And I actually moved in and out of management at various jobs or even within a company, sometimes, you know, shifting roles
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to keep my skills current. And, you know, in the early 90s, I was in high tech and the job market was very tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I've got my management skills. Those don't really become outdated. I mean, they do in the sense of, you know, new thinking and mindset. But yes. Essentially, the skills of mentoring people, leading people, inspiring people, you know, mm-hmm. I had that down. That wasn't going to mm-hmm. become rusty if right. I didn't stay in management, whereas my tech skills would become obsolete very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I want to stay marketable. Again, on this, you know, self-reliance of, you know, that I keep coming back to, is like, I want to make sure I can always be employed. And right. if I stay in management too long and then they don't need managers so much anymore, then what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So I was in and out of management several times. And my favorite job, though, was as director of my department. So, yeah, that was a big highlight. But then, you know, ultimately, I was working at the International Monetary Fund, in an individual contributor role, and, it was fascinating work, but it was contractual, and they have a time limit on contracts, 4-year mm-hmm. time limit, and that was it. Well, having been a director, and then having been at the International Monetary Fund and all these things, put me at a level where it was very hard to get another job. Mm-hmm. And so I began delving into the entrepreneurship. And, you know, it's like I always wanted to be my own boss.
Yes.
And as a manager and director, I loved creating the work environment for myself and influencing that, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, well, entrepreneurship is really the place to do that, right?
Yes.
And so I just got to thinking, well, what can I do? You know, weave together my skills, my strengths, my interests. And one of the common threads in my career is that as I have worked from, you know, with one place to another Federal Aviation Administration, I worked with air traffic controllers at the International Monetary Fund. I'm with global economists. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, I had a contract with the National Cancer Institute working with cancer researchers. So it's like you can throw any kind of content at me.
Yes.
And I know how to work with experts. I know how to interview them. I know how to draw out from them what their expertise is in a way to communicate it to non-experts.
Mm-hmm.
What I find is experts, you know, so often, I mean, they know so much that they don't know where to start explaining something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, very skilled at that. So I just began to piece things together and figure out what can I do with these skills. And I thought, what interests me so much, and it comes back to my teaching interest and mentoring,
mm-hmm.
is really drawing out of people what they have to offer, regardless of what their field of expertise is,
yes.
regardless of whether they realize their strengths or not, I'm able to draw that out and either communicate it for them, which is what I did in my corporate role, or now in my coaching, I guide them to communicate it so that it's really them expressing themselves.
Yes.
So it's been a long evolution, and, you know, it's sort of like a braid, I think. You know, I've got these mm-hmm. things that getting intertwined over and under, and ultimately it comes up with a hairdo, right?
You know, Marilyn, that was so brilliantly and well laid out. Thank you so much for giving that clarity of your journey. You know, I think the audience, you know, definitely is able to follow that path. You know, the way you thought, the decisions, the choices that you made, exercising one, your right to choose your birthright of choice, and, you know, just connecting the dots and figuring it out. And you are truly what I would call a gifted divergent thinker. You know, some people have to work to really get to that and work it to hone, you know, both get both halves of their brains functioning at that level and to be able to go in and out and do what you do. But, you know, that is the key to navigating. That's that thinking without a box, you know, to help you navigate life and to find your soul purpose. So, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you here. I don't even know where to start. I think it's fascinating that a woman, you know, in the 50s, you know, was thinking as you were thinking. And, you know, and I get that from a lot of my guests, you know, who you know, were in situations or structures or constructs where hierarchies or what have you were very oppressive or, you know, suppressive in what you could or couldn't do or what you thought you could or couldn't do. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that you were able to overcome that, you know, by some, I guess, an inner strength, a personal fortitude, you know, to move forward. How did you do that in the times that you were, you know, you were growing and you were changing and progressing?
You know, I just, I guess I have to give a lot of credit to my mother, mm-hmm. which I didn't at the time, I have to admit. She has passed away now. And I look back on her and realize she had so much fortitude. Mm-hmm. And she overcame a lot of hardships in her early background to achieve what she did in life, even though she was a stay-at-home mom and full-time homemaker. She was not an out-in-the-world professional woman. Mm-hmm. But she, had she lived in another era, like in my era, rather than hers, she would have been a businesswoman. She mm-hmm. had that natural business acumen, mm-hmm. Very strong common sense. She was not highly educated. She had a high school diploma and a some kind of little business school certificate where she had mm-hmm. learned typing and shorthand. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and she did that during the Depression yeah. as a single mom.
Amazing.
So, but then she married my father and then became a full-time homemaker. Mm-hmm. And housewife. So she had, you know, I look back now and think, oh, the conversations I wish I could have with her to find out, why did you do all that during the Depression as mm-hmm. a single mom, just, you know, really working hard at bettering yourself. And mm-hmm. so even though she didn't, to my at least conscious recollection, she didn't tell me all those things. I think I absorbed that.
Yes, yes, yes. You absorbed it and just started to kind of innately, you know, I guess, tap into your conscious intuition, as I like to say, and started piecing that together. Because, you know, so many people have difficulty combining or understanding, you know, the hard skills, the soft skills, the what's transferable, you know, and we get stuck in those boxes or people place us in those boxes. And it sounds like what you do in your business now as an entrepreneur, you help people also think without those boxes and or help them message to break out of those boxes in their marketing message to be successful in what they do. So let me not put words in your mouth. You tell me how you help others define their paths.
Well, you're absolutely right, Virginia. And I also want to say, I love your phrase, think without the box. Mm. That's genius. So yes, the way I guide people to do that is, you know, I would say, you know, one of the things, that really disturbed me when I started learning about entrepreneurship and about marketing and how to put yourself out there is so much of the messaging about marketing was that you had to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You had to do a certain thing. You've got to do it this way. This is how to
succeed. Talk about it, Marilyn.
You know, and that is not everybody. And In fact, my very first paying client, so I had had a few people volunteer to be my first pilot clients at no charge, just for me to practice and see, you know, is my structure, my idea of how to do this feasible, you know. So I had done that. And then this woman that I met at a conference, I was able to talk from that experience and she saw what I was doing. And so she was my first paying client. And she said, I hired you because I want to know how to show up online as myself. I have taken so many courses and programs. I've, you know, followed all these different people and they're all telling me to be a certain way, do a certain thing. And it's not me. And I'm so uncomfortable. And then I encounter you, Marilyn, and you say, be yourself. And so, you know, what I do is I have a transformation path that I guide my clients through. And the first step is discover or uncover, I really call it, uncover your distinctive essence. And I call it uncover because it's there in you. And so often people don't really recognize the treasure that they are.
Absolutely.
So we uncover your distinctive essence. And the way I define your distinctive essence is that it's really a combination of your character, your expertise, and your purpose, your inspirational purpose. So we really go through the character and the expertise elements first so that you know, who am I? And what is it that I have to bring to the table?
Love it.
And then you begin to say, okay, now that I'm confident and aware of my special gifts that I have to offer, who am I best suited to work with, to serve? Who would most appreciate my distinctive essence? Who would most benefit from what I have to offer? So that second step is engaging with your ideal audience. And then through that engagement, and I call it engagement because you really get to know those people, develop that relationship, build that relationship, and find that alignment between you and your clients. And so then from that alignment, you can best discern how to really package your offering and what purpose all of your work can serve. So we circle back to part of your essence, I said, was your purpose. It really circles back after you've engaged with your audience. And then you can transform their world through your expertise. So it's,
I love it.
It's that three-step process of uncover, engage, and transform.
I love it, Marilyn. Uncover, engage, and transform. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. So you literally help people love the skin they're in.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So you and I are on the same wavelength.
Girl, look, from the time, the very first time we met, I felt that kindred spirit, right?
Yes, I did too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, you have to get to that point to love the skin you're in, to find your soul purpose and be able to, you know, to help others, because we don't just exist to exist. Right. So.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing what you're doing. And yes, I, there's so many directions I want to go here, but, you know, of course I want to respect time and our audience's time. Marilyn, what are some thoughts? Do you have any advice or guidance that you want to leave them with in these last few moments?
Well, my main point of advice is to say, stop, think, you know, reflect and honor yourself. Don't worry about the competition, because when you are yourself, nobody else is you. So there is no competition. And, you know, everybody, no matter what your field of expertise is, there are many other people who have that area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wrong thinking. It's not constructive thinking mm-hmm. to consider them competitors just okay. because they're in the same field as you.
Mm-hmm.
They are not. They are simply other experts mm-hmm. within the same field of expertise, but only you are you.
Yes.
So my advice is focus on who you are, honor that, and give the gift of yourself to your clients.
Oh, bravo. Marilyn, that was a mic drop, girl. Stop, thank, honor, and give yes. the gift of yourself. Oh my gosh. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I love it. I love it. You know, and I love the fact that you pointed out that we're not in competition with anyone but ourselves. I literally, that's in my book that I wrote back in 2016, 17, somewhere there. And, yeah. you know, it's so true. And if more of us realize that one, I think there would be just less anxiety, less stress, less, you know, angst and conflict in the world. You know, because, you know, society has pitted us against ourselves or against each other and mm-hmm. ourselves.
Even against ourselves, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, and it's a beautiful thing what you do in helping people sort that out. So bravo. Thank you so much for being our spotlight today and dropping all those beautiful diamonds and nuggets.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure. I love what I do. And I love working with people who love what they do or realize that if they focus on their gifts and the people that most appreciate those gifts, they will love what they do too.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Audience, I want you to be sure to follow Marilyn King, and that's Marilyn, M-A-R-Y-L-Y-N, on social media. Marilyn, tell them the best way to connect with you.
Okay, so the best way is I have a free download I'd love for you to sign up for. It's on my website, theexpertofchoice.com/distinctive.
Awesome.
So if you think of, you know, you're showcasing your distinctive essence, so it's distinctive, I'll have a free download for you that encapsulates what I talked about today and gives you some questions to stimulate your thinking so that you can begin to uncover what your distinctive essence is.
Excellent. Excellent. So theexpertofchoice.com/distinctive. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, folks, you'll also be able to read that and link to Marilyn King's full bio and connect with her on the Define Your Path podcast platform as well. So as always, be sure to visit our new virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. We are doing some great things. We are changing lives, and we want you to be a part of the DP family. So I'd like to thank the Business Innovators Radio Network and our wonderful producer, Mike Saunders, for their amazing support and assurance that we may continue to bring you quality, life-giving, and inspiring conversations like this one today with Marilyn King. I am Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path so that you may be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. We'll see you on our next episode. Thanks for joining us, Marilyn.
Thank you, Doc V. Enjoyed it very much.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.